Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, my people.
It's the Real and Wills channel. We ain't calling it the pod no more.
The channel.
It's the channel because we've been doing everything. Interviews, traveling, winning fights as coaches.
Trust me.
You know what I'm saying? We've been killing it. So we're just calling it Real and Wills.
You see the jersey today?
Saying he's repping. I'm going to cop one of those.
Yeah, we run things and things in their own. We.
Yes. Listen, Lee is on an all-time high right now. I can't even lie. Yeah, it started off in June. Obviously, I got my win. I'll be back again shortly. In between that, Leon said, you know what? I'm going to stay busy. So he said, yeah, I'm going to help Deji out. Deji got the KO. He said, I'm going to help Give out. Give got the KO. So, as he said on Insta, sign up for KOs.
Sign up.
Get your workouts. It's all there.
Online coaching.
Admin Wills.
Admin Wills, they're calling me now.
Admin Wills. Tell me, bro, how was it?
Social
club. Yeah, like LA live
was good. LA was good. Mm. The weather was banging. But boy, I'm telling you now, the homelessness and the mental health issue in LA is crazy right now. It's through the roof, boy. It's going through
I'm not laughing at them.
It's through the roof, boy. Before they used to be downtown, now they're coming up to Venice Beach.
They're stretching now.
They're going up to Santa Monica. They're on their way to Malibu. They're on their way to Calabasas, boy.
Calabasas.
They got to Kim K's house.
Calabasas is about to lose value, boy. If Kim K can leave, if Jay can, Kim K and all them, man, leave their house in Calabasas.
They got to help Chicago reaching them noodles on the top shelf, boy. You heard what Kanye said, boy, on True Love.
Well, it's mad like that, though.
It's mad, boy. It's crazy.
Because it was only right Skid Row before.
Yeah, when it's bad, but now
it's spreading out. Post pandemic. And you know, obviously in this country, everyone gets affected, but there's more benefits in place.
Yeah.
Like the government are more likely to help you with these things. Mm-hmm. Out there, it's like, well, should have made more money before the pandemic hit then. That's how they, that's basically how they move
but
out.
Apart from that, the experience of social gloves was different from the first time social gloves. They had money involved in the first one. Obviously, they had the rappers there. They were starting off, but this time the pot was low.
Wait, what were you thinking when you was in the ring? You see Tiger and who was it that you walked out with?
YG.
And they didn't spit one bar.
Yeah.
They were just there.
I think that was meant to perform, though.
But and then I see problems with the mics.
Yeah, commission was shut it
bro,
down.
Bro, I would commission be shut it down. Imagine paying for that.
Yeah.
And Donnie's just walking behind you with his chain. He ain't even spitting his bars.
Because Chris Brown was there as well. There was rumors that Chris Brown was meant to walk him out.
He's going to end up scrapping, you know.
Who? Chris Brown?
Breezy.
Breezy.
Yeah. You know that guy's got everything.
But after he saw his boy Austin's head get bust, I don't know.
He might want a piece of it.
Yeah.
That's what it takes, you know. That's the thing with this influencer boxing.
When you're there and you see it.
You can join.
The vibe.
You can join. Like,
the atmosphere.
Keemstar will sign him.
Shout out to Happy Punch promo
because them man are the real like Don Kings.
Yeah,
that's how they're moving.
Signing any and everybody.
Like, if this thing goes on for 15 years and there's bare new promoters, bare new everything, Keemstar is gonna be like Don King in front
of course,
them, man.
100%.
Like from back in the day, 100%. He started the fights. 100%. Bob Arum.
100%.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he had a vision and he followed through, boy.
How was like the whole week though? Like I heard it was all over the place. Like when I was doing the medicals of the commission, the weigh-in was in a car dealership.
Yeah, car dealership, boy.
Can I say someone was copping a whip? Someone copped a whip in the back.
In a Chevy.
And Gibbs flexing. I'm
was
like,
rolling
Rah.
In a Chevy. Yeah, it was in there, boy. I heard someone's doing oil change in the background.
Whoa!
It's all mad.
But getting the MOT and then Gibbs hair weighing in.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Yeah. That is crazy. Mad. And then what you told me when you circled around. Nipsey's bits.
Yeah, man. I went by Slauson.
R.I.P. PNB.
R.I.P. Yeah.
As well.
One of the brothers there said, "Yeah, welcome to the '60s."
Yeah.
It's funny when me and Teller jumped out the car, we just see the one OG riding on the blue bike, just looking at us.
And then this guy's wearing his red Jordans.
Yeah. I told them, "Well, I'm Pyro."
Listen, he wouldn't be sitting here right now. I'll tell you that, but it'll be ruined something.
Yeah.
It won't be ruined.
It's in and out. Good. Talon wanted a few pictures that by the memorials.
What was his mentality saying the whole week? He looked focused.
He was focused. Mm. He's getting better and better understanding it now. You know what I'm saying?
He takes it serious.
He's got experience in it. But he was focused, in good spirit, disciplined with the food and whatnot during his time. He moves like a professional athlete.
No, he does.
Now he's moving more like a professional.
I said, like I uploaded a video on my channel day before, and I said a knockout is necessary. That's what I said. I said a KO is necessary, and because he takes the game so serious, I have to back give. You know what I'm saying? It's not about the raw athleticism. We saw how far raw athleticism will get you if another Don has been grinding, working, but taking it serious.
Gibbs just moving up the levels each and every fight. At first, he's only got an engine. Then he fought Taylor. He showed he can box.
Yeah.
Nah, he's showing that. I've got power as well. Timing now.
Bro, I'm so gassed.
You could chat to me. He's on that vibe.
Yeah, he's on that vibe. No, but he put in the best YouTube boxing performance.
Ever.
Like, because he faced adversity to get the win. We've seen people like Salt Pappy obviously take man out. Yeah. We've seen quick finishes before. Yeah. Mm. But to see a 50-50 fight, this is a level
fight. He's had the hardest opponents. He's took the hardest route.
He's
took the hardest route. And he's getting better and better and better and better. Because he was doing things in that fight that I knew he's been taught, but I didn't know he could bring it out.
Yes, yes.
I was thinking, rah.
That's what I had. I did believe he would do it, though. Because I remember I even said in the video, I said, I think Gibbs more likely to do what he's been practicing in training than Austin is on the pads. Because Austin on the pads, he looks comfortable. Mm. When you see him in sparring, he looks comfortable.
The funny thing is, at the media workout, they was doing all their little pitter-patter nonsense.
Yeah, I see that.
And his coach was like, what did he say? We ain't going to show too much. I said, you ain't got nothing to show, bro.
Because you had the bucket hat on, didn't
it? I said, you ain't got nothing to show. Yeah, there's T-Rexing.
Yeah, throwing a little
T-Rexing tin.
I was like, okay, you're not trying to give nothing away. But my man ended up doing the same thing in the fight.
So I said to Gibb, listen, open workout, we're going professional. Mm. We're doing our stuff. Mm. We're not going to give them everything, but we're going to let them know we're here to bang.
Yeah.
We're here 100. To bang. You heard the pad snapping.
I think it's the same. I think when I do mine, I think the same. I think we ain't going to obviously show technique, exactly, but they're about to see some speed.
Yeah.
They're going to see some power.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
They're trying to scare, like, people that just want to go in and shadow box, they're scared.
Mm.
What are you scared for, bro?
Like, you're going to show that much.
You're going to show that much.
Yeah, you're going to put yourself at a disadvantage. Mm. But that wasn't the case, man. Gibb done his thing. I'm proud of him. The undercard was trash, though.
Oh, that was trash.
The undercard. Trash. When I saw AP get dropped.
Man, that was sad, man. Growing up, AP was my guy for running backs. He was so dope.
He's fifth all-time running
yards. Yeah. Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then obviously he got caught with that shot that he got that was telegraphed.
Yeah, it was telegraphed. Man said, yeah.
And then banged him with the same thing.
Yeah.
It's peak. But what's next for Gibb now?
Boy.
Who's the opponent that you think, you know what?
The funny thing is,
go this way. You already see flames, mums.
See, the thing is, see Gibb, Gibb doesn't do it for the money like that. He likes the story and the community and all of that.
He's a storyline man.
Yeah.
He's a storyline man.
I told him, take the P, bro. Mm. I said, you go and take the P. Whoever's offering you big P, just go and take the P. Because you deserve it, bro.
He does.
All these hard fights, hard
grinding,
fights.
Grinding, bro.
Having abuse and slander from me in training camps.
Bro, this guy got abuse from the world. There was a time where he couldn't speak without a crab emoji.
It's true.
Being put under his thing. Uh-huh. This guy had a crab emoji under every post.
But what people don't understand, see, during lockdown after his loss, me and Gibb was training outdoors in the snow. In the snow, bro. Rain, holding sleep, pads. Rain, after the round, I'm snow. Putting my hands back in my Canada Goose. I'm training in Canada Goose hat, scarf, jacket.
This guy's got bread, you know. This guy's actually got bread, you know. Because we would be training outside, but ain't no Canada Goose.
Bro. You know, had me training in the snow, bro.
But he was down, though.
Yep.
He dedicated.
You know, like when you got them ice picks hanging off. That was all hanging off. They started putting Rocky Four. There was fencing around and saying we can't train under there no more. Right. So we had to go under the bridge.
Them man would have got KO'd by an icicle. Icicle would have melted
them. By slipping icicles
in his head. Hey, I see. Obviously, your Twitter's popping off.
Oh, it doesn't.
You know what I mean? I even followed you the other day. I didn't follow you before because you weren't active on it.
I know.
So there ain't no need. I go back on it. Well, you got 60K?
I don't even know these
nah,
things.
Nah, let's pre.
Bro,
let
I probably don't right know. Now. Like,
because I saw the numbers, I said, yeah, Lee's, what is it, 60?
16.
Yeah, it was on 2, and then it went to 16. Yeah,
see?
But yeah. you're forever hurting people on there. Obviously, you see your most recent feud.
Yeah.
With Big Boy Mams.
Yeah.
But he wanted the KSI and Gibb fight.
Yeah.
People need to stop suggesting that. We don't want to see that.
Mm. I spoke with him, so had a good decent conversation with him.
Mm.
But yeah. Is this as a viewpoint, as a friend to both of them, know both their parents.
Exactly.
10-ounce gloves, it's dangerous.
Yeah, man.
It's dangerous.
I don't want to see it.
It's dangerous.
I've never wanted to see it.
It doesn't make sense. Like,
them sparring is enough for me.
Yeah.
Sparring is enough for me.
Because, bro, see, to be honest, yeah, when I see Austin on the ground in the ring, yeah, I feel shit.
Mm.
It's dangerous. After I see him getting knocked down, I was thinking, yo, this is getting real dangerous here now. This might be it. When we see the death of a YouTuber. And then afterwards, yeah, I was by the changing rooms. I see Austin walk into his changing room, stumbling, yeah. I was thinking, rah, hope my man goes to the hospital. Next, you know, I was going to follow him, yeah, but I thought, you know what, I don't want to be disrespectful.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
people think I'm just trying to watch and laugh.
So I was waiting by now.
Mm. I see him leaving the venue on a stretcher, bro. I saw it in my own eyes. I thought, Ross Clark. Sanka, you're dead. Yo.
No,
I thought, yo, Gibb. Because I kept saying to Gibb, no, you ain't got power.
I felt
his power growing when I was holding the pads.
Right.
But now he's got power and
he
timing.
He showed it. He showed the power. He showed
thinking,
the power.
Yo.
Like, people don't realize those fights are the ones that give you the brain damage.
Mm.
Those ones are the ones that give you the leak
yes.
on the brain. When you get knocked out cold, that's your body putting you in safety mode.
Yeah, safety mode.
When
yep.
I hit you, boom, you go sleep. You're good. You wake up. You're good. When you get knocked down,
The thing is, I told him, Austin has to be resilient. His family's there. His wife's there.
Yeah, they make no difference.
But he's going to get back up, though. If he's going to get up, he'll get up.
I saw pictures with Gibb's face photoshopped onto Austin's body. Yeah. Family picture.
It's rude, man.
Holding the wife and kids.
When I saw his wife during the week, you know I was going to get her to sign a shirt, but I thought, let me allow her because I know what's coming. But yeah, when I saw, she looked nervous.
Of course.
She looked nervous.
Because she know that her man weren't training, right?
Yeah, she looked nervous, boy. She knew what time it was. She felt that energy.
He didn't put himself through the trenches. To prepare
for his coach was too busy trying to mock Gibb and do stupid stuff instead of preparing for war.
And then they let that whole medical thing take them even further off of focusing.
Yeah.
That delay made them not focus more. It made them focus less. Because they thought, look, this guy can't even pass the medical now. Yeah, so watch now. All of that.
Now it looks like he's got an issue.
All
them lies and rumors. He better go and see the neurologist.
This is what I'm saying. He needs to see the neurologist. Because Gibb done his thing.
But to be honest, I want him to come back to the ring. He had the first good two rounds. He's the fastest YouTuber. He had speed.
He's quick.
I told him he's going to be quick. I told Gibb, I said, listen, this guy is going to be quick.
He's got speed.
But timing beats speed.
Remember, timing beats speed. And IQ.
Yep, an IQ.
Timing and
but
IQ.
Austin, he's a good boxer. He's decent. Just went his night. The experience and level showed.
He's got a train.
But I want him to come back. Train harder, come back.
The thing is now, though, yeah. Austin coming back, it's like he can't come back on a Misfits team. He has to come back on another social gloves.
No, he has to swallow his pride. It's not a thing of pride and money now. Look, no, he could come back on a social gloves thing, but it has to be him versus Taylor Holder.
That's what
makes sense.
Yeah.
But he needs at least 7 months out, 8 months out of proper training. People need to understand it takes time. You can't just think you can just jump up tomorrow and fight that. And there's levels to unlock.
Because people want to talk about body transformations and all these things. It takes time. Like, you see the stages Gibb went through.
Yes.
Completely out of shape to a toned brother that you can tell just stopped being out of shape to someone that was a bit more ripped to now man's looking... Bro, he's everywhere, muscles popping out. But it took years.
Takes time.
It took four years.
The way I do it as well, I build the engine first. Then I work on the body work. Some people got all nice bodies, but their engine's poor. Even AJ, great body, but his engine's probably like a 1.4. You know what I'm saying? He's got a 1.4 Vauxhall Corsa engine.
Listen, the muscles are great, but it's not practical for the job.
It
doesn't prove anything.
It's not practical
for the job.
Build the engine first and work your way outwards.
Listen, we know you lot like the short episodes, so we're gonna cut this one here. We're going to record another one right now. Yeah. Make sure you like and subscribe to Real Wars.
Like and subscribe.
We're on the cusp of 40,000 subscribers, people. On the cusp of 40,000
subscribers. We're climbing.
In July? 12?
Yeah, we're 13? Climbing, people. We thank you for the love and support. Big up everyone that sees me and tells me to listen to the Real on Wheels podcast.
This guy's getting stopped on Venice Beach. People say, hey,
I'm running my morning. They're stopping me. Oh, Leon, you're running your morning. I say, yeah, we watch your podcast and we love it. Bro, you know it's funny? Because sometimes I don't think no one watches.
I don't think no one's watching, but
everyone's watching, even the ops.
Worldwide.
Global.
Listen, the YouTube boxing home is here. If you don't know that, then know that now. Real on Wheels, we're here to stay. Pioneering the thing, we're gonna fly the flag properly.
We run things and things that run we.
On that note, we are.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.